And we saw the same thing take place after October 7th with the White House green lighting Israel's genocidal military operation in the Gaza Strip on the basis of lies, deceptions, and distortions of half-truths spun straight out of Netanyahu's office and into the mouth of Biden, starting with the 40 beheaded babies lie. But one of the greatest lies that hasn't been unpacked yet, which I delved into at the Gray Zone, was what actually took place on October 7th, and raising the question of how many Israelis were actually killed by the Israeli military using the same doctrine of disproportionate force and the indiscriminate use of heavy weapons that we're now seeing in the Gaza Strip. First of all, we now know from official Israeli statistics and confirmed deaths published by Haaretz that at least 50% of those killed were on military bases at the time. They were Israel's Gaza division, which was enforcing the siege of Gaza, active duty soldiers in uniform. They were the main targets of the Hamas commando division, their elite units. And Western media never showed the video shot by Hamas and Islamic Jihad commandos by GoPro cameras of them killing these soldiers who had been previously killing them in many military operations. They turned to the killing of civilians or non-Israeli non-combatants in order to create political space for what was to come next, the Israeli operation inside Gaza. Now, it's clear that in the attempt to take captives, Hamas militants did kill civilians. They were shot with Kalashnikovs. Some may have been killed with grenades. Those were the only weapons they carried. But if you look at the images of, for example, the homes in Kibbutz Be'eri, which was one of the main sites of hostage standoffs, these homes look like many of the homes in the Gaza Strip, which I've personally seen covering the 2014 assault on Gaza. Totally destroyed, cooked. Entire families were actually found in these homes, Israeli families, under rubble, as Palestinian families are now being found in Gaza. If you look at cars which were fleeing the Nova Electronic Music Festival, these cars were completely charred, melted, and many of the bodies that were found inside were also charred. And all of these images were taken and presented to Western media in various screenings and through these websites as casualties of Hamas's savagery, that they burned people alive, that they burned entire families alive. And what's absolutely clear and confirmed is that the Israeli military shelled these homes in Kibbutz Be'eri with tanks under orders from the top to, as one kibbutz security coordinator named Tuval Escapa put it, to shell the homes on top of their occupants, even if they were Israeli. And we can go through so many other testimonies produced in Hebrew media, which I synthesized in my report, to show a systematic campaign of friendly fire ordered from the top of the Israeli military to prevent Hamas militants from taking captives into the Gaza Strip.